Hachette Audio presents I Dream He Talks to Me, a memoir of learning how to listen. Written and read by Allison Moore. For Mama. Hope is not optimism, which expects things to turn out well, but something rooted in the conviction that there is good worth working for. Seamus Heaney. Dear John Henry, I wasn't sure how you would feel about me telling people these things about us, so I wrote every word here imagining you were reading each one over my shoulder. There were days when writing them felt like the last thing I wanted to do, but I make art for my life. I don't always get to choose the content. Some say an artist should never include her children in her work, no matter the circumstances, that the best stories are the best, just as much or more, because of what you leave out of them rather than what you put in. But you are my work, my beloved son. You are my mind's resting place. You are my life. Sometimes the stories we love the most are our favorites because of what we're brave enough to leave in. I can't remember who it was that once said to me, "You're one of those people with one of those lives." But I do remember not being able to argue that urgent and important things have happened. They still do. Those happenings inevitably require a response from me, and the best one I can offer is to try to turn them and their effects into something I can present back and whisper, "Here's what I've faced. Here's what I've learned from it. You are not alone in how you feel. No matter what it is, it can be okay." That's the most honorable way I've figured out how to be of help or service in this world. More than any other person or event, you have taught me, and you have changed me just by being you. You have been doing that since the day you were born. You will continue to do that until the day I die. So I can't imagine keeping to myself what a profound effect you've had on who I am. That is the most urgent and important of all the things that have happened. I figure you're okay with people knowing that, and understand that if I left you out of the stories I tell, I'd be leaving them mostly untold because you are, in fact, the constant co-author of my life now. My gratitude to you feels endless, but I want to thank you most of all for showing me that the best way to love a person is to let them be exactly who they are. And just so you know, exactly who you are is
sample complete. Ready to continue?